Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Gopi Dana Balaba Yirvana Dara Gopi Dana Balaba Yirvana Dara Soda na na na, brother da na 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 na. Yes, soda na na na, brother da na 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 na. Tamuna tira, anacharya. Jamunatiha Vanacharya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavyarya Jaya Radha Madhava Gopidana Balaba Yirvana Dara Gopidana Balaba Yirvana Dara Yasoda na na na, braja da na ra na na. Yasoda na na na, braja da na ra na na. Damuna diha anacharya. Jamuna Diha Anacharya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Gopi Dana Balaba Yirvana Dara Gopi Dana Balaba Yirvana Dara Yasoda na na na, braja da na ra na na. Yasoda na na na, braja da na ra na na. Damuna
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 12, Mohini Murti Bewilders Lord Shiva, Text Number 4. Shrimahadevu Vacha, Deva Deva, Jagad Vyapin, Jagat Isha, Jagat Maya, Sarvesham Api Bhavanam Swam Atma Hetor Ishvaraha Shri Mahadeva Vacha Deva Deva Jagad Vyapin Jagad Isha Jagan Maya Sarvesham api bhavanam Tvam atma hetur ishvaraha Shri Mahadevu vacha Deva deva jagad vyapin Jagad isha jagani maya Sarvesham api bhavanam Swam Atma Hetur Ishvaraha. Sri Mahadeva Vacha.
Lord Shiva Mahadev
said.
Deva Deva.
O best demigod amongst the demigods. Jagat Vyapin. O all pervading Lord. Jagat
Isha.
O master of the universe.
Jagat
Maya. O my Lord, who are transformed by your energy into this creation.
Sarvesham api,
all kinds of
bhavanam,
situations,
twam,
you,
atma,
the moving force,
hetu,
because of this,
Ishvaraha,
the Supreme Lord Parameshvara. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Mahadev said, O chief demigod amongst the demigods, O all-pervading Lord, Master of the universe, by your energy you are transformed into the creation. You are the root and efficient cause of everything. You are not material. Indeed, you are the super soul or supreme living force of everything. Therefore, you are Parameshvara, the Supreme Controller of all controllers. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, resides within the material world as the Sattva Guna Avatar. Lord Shiva is the Tamo Guna Avatar, and Lord Brahma is the Rajo Guna Avatar. But although Lord Vishnu is among them, he is not in the same category. Lord Vishnu is Deva Deva, the chief of all the demigods. Since Lord Shiva is in this material world, the energy of the Supreme Lord, Lord Vishnu, includes Lord Shiva. Lord Vishnu is therefore called Jagat Vyapi, the all-pervading Lord. Lord Shiva is sometimes called Maheshvara, and so people think that Lord Shiva is everything. But here, Lord Shiva addresses Lord Vishnu as Jagat Isha, the master of the universe. Lord Shiva is sometimes called Vishveshvara, but here he addresses Lord Vishnu as Jaganmaya, indicating that even Vishveshvara is under Lord Vishnu's control. Lord Vishnu is the master of the spiritual world, yet he controls the material world also, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya Dakshena Prakriti Siyate Sitaracharam. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are sometimes called Ishvaras, but the supreme Ishvara is Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Paramakrishna, the supreme Lord is Krishna, Lord Vishnu. Everything in existence exists in proper order because of Lord Vishnu. Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam, even Paramanu, small atoms work because of Lord Vishnu's presence within them. So the other texts are, beginning texts 1 and 2 and 3. Shukadeva Goswami said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, in the form of a woman, captivated the demons and enabled the demigods to drink the nectar. After hearing of these pastimes, Lord Shiva, who was carried by a bull, went to the place where Madhusudana, the Lord, resides. Accompanied by his wife Uma and surrounded by his companions, the ghosts, Lord Shiva went there to see the Lord's form as a woman. The Supreme Personality of Godhead welcomed Lord Shiva and Uma with great respect, and after being seated comfortably, Lord Shiva duly worshipped the Lord and smiling spoke as follows. Lord Mahadev said, O chief demigod amongst the demigods, O all-pervading Lord, master of the universe, by your energy you are transformed into the creation. You are the root and efficient cause of everything. You are not material, indeed you are the super soul, supreme living force of everything. Therefore, you are Parameshvara, the supreme controller of all controllers. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutaya Shri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvisesa Shunyavadi Paskatya De Satarne. This is the principal point in the Vedic literature, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it says, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, natat samas cha vyadikas cha drishyate, parasya shaktir vividaiva shuyate swabhavaki jnana bala kriya cha. That the Supreme Lord has nothing to do, but at the same time, he's engaged in so many spiritual activities. Etasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Just like when Krishna was in Dwarka, he married 16,108 different queens, and simultaneously he lived with each queen. So although he had no obligation to follow the Vedic rules and regulations, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, but still he very carefully followed all the rules and regulations of the Vedas at the Brahma Muhurta hour, indicated by the crowing of the roosters. He immediately get up, leave his wife, and begin his morning program, doing different types of fire sacrifices, chanting Gayatri, doing different offerings, meditating on Param Brahma himself. Therefore, although he has nothing to do, because one performs different Vedic activities generally to achieve some auspicious result or to avoid some inauspicious result within the material world. But for Krishna, he's in charge of everything, therefore there's no need for him to endeavor to try to achieve some auspicious result. It is said that one time Lord Shiva, he went to the shore of the where Mahavishnu lives, the causal ocean, and he began to do austerities in order to so that Lord Mahavishnu would be pleased and would mitigate the problems of Kali Yuga. But immediately Mahavishnu came and said, "Why are you doing austerities? You and I are not different, that we should combine together and go to the material world in Kali Yuga, and we together can try and mitigate the problems." So they combined together as Advaita Acharya, and he appeared, and he couldn't even do it, but he petitioned Lord Chaitanya to come. So actually there's no need for the Supreme Lord to do any kind of austerity, because he is the all-pervading controller of everything. Natat samaschab yadikas chidrishyate. No one is equal to Krishna. No one is greater than Krishna. He is the greatest of everyone. One person, he went to India and he saw in different temples different demigods. And he concluded at the end of seeing the different deities in the temple that Lord Krishna, he must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he was very intelligent. He saw, he is Lord Brahma, he's engaged in creation. Here's Lord Shiva doing his dance of destruction. Here's Indra hurling a thunderbolt, trying to protect the heavenly kingdom. But here's Krishna, he's simply playing on a flute. So anyone who's just playing on a flute, he must have everyone else working for him. So he concluded better to worship Lord Krishna. Similarly, there are so many stories how Bhriga Muni, one time when he was in the assembly of the sages, they were trying to figure out who is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at that time, there was no democracy, so it wasn't decided by votes. It was decided by practical experience, by realization. In order to get that realization, they decided to test the different personalities, the number three personalities in the universe, namely Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, and Lord Brahma. So Bhriga Muni, he went to his father's planet, which is Brahmaloka, and in order to test Lord Brahma, when Lord Brahma, because he's Bhriga Muni's his son, he immediately came to embrace him, son, and Bhriga Muni said, didn't pay him any respect whatsoever. So of course this is normal nowadays, but it wasn't normal in that time. that when the son sees the father, he's supposed to give some respect. So when Lord Brahma said, here's my son, he gives me no respect, he thought immediately his first impulse is, let me do away with the person. So his great anger manifests itself, but because of his great intelligence, he subdued his anger. So his great anger is compared with fire, and his great intelligence is compared to water. So his great intelligence put out the fire of anger. But Bhriga Muni didn't wait around to see what else would happen, so he left. And he went to his brother's planet, Lord Shiva's planet, Kailas. And there Lord Shiva said, oh, brother, and he went to embrace him. And Bhriga Muni said, get away from it. You're filthy, you're in crematoriums, your associates are all ghosts. Don't even touch me. So Lord Shiva was quite insulted. He thought, this is my brother, but he's not worthy of being a brother, so I think I'll do him in. Colloquially. So he picked up his trident to kill Bhriga Muni, but luckily for Bhriga Muni, Parvati, his wife, fell at his feet and invoked Lord Shiva's compassionate nature, and Bhriga Muni immediately left and went to Swetadvipa, where Lord Vishnu is residing with the goddess of fortune. He entered into his palace, and without saying anything to test Lord Vishnu, he kicked him in the chest. So Lord Vishnu immediately got down from his couch, went over and to Bhriga Muni and picked up Bhriga Muni's foot and started to massage it and said, my dear Bhriga Muni, please forgive me. He said, I didn't know you had come, so I've committed a great offense by not receiving you properly. But I know that your foot is as soft as a lotus flower and my chest is as hard as a thunderbolt. So I hope that you haven't hurt yourself by kicking me with your soft lotus-like foot on my hard chest. But I am sure now that you've sanctified my chest with your lotus foot, now the goddess of fortune will be very pleased to live there forever. So Bhriga Muni was quite startled that he had first committed an offense against Lord Brahma by not paying him respect, so that's an offense within the mind. And then Lord Shiva, by his words, criticizing him. And now he's committed the superlative offense, because an offense by the mind, offense by the body, offense by the words, and offense by the body are progressive offenses, one being more serious than the next. And the superlative offense is an offense by the body. But still, Lord Vishnu, not only did he not take it seriously, but he also put himself in the position of the offender, and Bhriga Muni as the person who had been offended by touching his soft foot upon Lord Vishnu's hard, supposedly hard chest. So Bhriga Muni was quite surprised, immediately left to inform the sages that actually Bhriga Muni, or in his conclusion, that Lord Vishnu is actually the Supreme Personality because he was undisturbed under any circumstance. That Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, under relatively not very significant circumstances, that they had become disturbed, but even under very difficult circumstances, if someone comes up when you're sitting there and kicks you in the chest and you're not disturbed, then you must be a very great personality. So he thought, if we take shelter of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, that how can we maintain our consciousness, transcendental consciousness, if they themselves get disturbed? But if one takes shelter of Lord Vishnu, then he never becomes disturbed under any circumstance. Similarly, there's a story of one man, he wanted to serve the Absolute. So he decided, let us see who the Absolute is, who the Supreme Person is, and I'll serve him. Therefore, one day he saw that in his village, one man was coming around, everyone was paying him money. So he thought, this person must be supreme. So he decided to serve this person, who happened to be the tax collector. He was serving the tax collector for some time, but then he noticed the tax collector, after getting all the money, he gave it to the supreme tax collector. So he thought, well, why should I serve just the ordinary tax collector? let me serve the chief tax collector. And he went to serve the chief tax collector. But after some time, he saw that the chief tax collector gave the money to the mayor of the city. So he said, let me serve the mayor. But then after he saw the mayor, he gave the money to the governor. So he decided to become a servant to the governor. And then he saw the money was transferred to the hands of the king, so he decided to serve the king. So he was serving the king for some time, but then when the emperor came, he saw that he gave the money to the emperor. So he decided, let me become the servant to the emperor. But then when he was serving the emperor for some time, he saw that the emperor, he went to the temple, and he gave the money to the priest. So he decided to serve the priest. But then he saw the priest was bowing down and serving Lord Vishnu. So he decided to become a servant of Lord Vishnu. Now, what's that? So now he's a pujari. That's the conclusion of all the Vedic literature. In the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Janmadyasya yatam vayat itaratash chartesh vabhigyaswarat tene brahma ridayad yad adi kavye muyanti yad suryo tejo viri mridam yad vinimayo yatra tri shargo musha damna swene sada nirasta kuakam satyam param dimahi. The Srimad Bhagavatam begins with making a statement that the source of everything, from which everything is coming, is that supreme person who's abhigya and swarat, who's completely cognizant of everything and supremely independent. That he doesn't depend on anything. In the material world, everyone is dependent upon something else. But Krishna is supremely independent, and supremely cognizant. Therefore, even Brahma, the first created being, who some people think is the cause of everything, actually he got his intelligence because Vishnu gave it to him. Vishnu exists beyond the creation. This is the conclusion of all the acharyas. Just like Arjuna, he says, Param Dhamma Param Bhavam Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shasvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum Ahustram Rishaya Sarve Devarshir Naradas Tata Astito Devala Vyasa Swayam Eva Pavishimet. He says to Krishna that you are Param Dhamma Param Bhavam Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. You are the supreme abode and purifier, the original person, all pervading, etc. So someone may say that Arjuna, he was Krishna's friend. Out of love for Krishna, he's glorifying his friend Krishna. But it's an exaggeration. But he's actually not the supreme. But Arjuna says that this is not just my opinion. It's the opinion of all the great personalities. Vyasadeva, Devala, Astita, all these personalities. Of course, nowadays, in the Western world, we may not be familiar with Devala, Asita, Vyas. You may think, who cares about them? If Elvis Presley said it, or if Mick Jagger said it, or if Captain Kangaroo said it, then we believe it. But if they say it, we have no idea who they are. And later on, of course, all the acharyas, such as Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, they all declared Krishna, and even Sankaracharya, they also declared Krishna as being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Sankaracharya, who's the leader of the impersonalists, said, Narayan Paro Vyaktat, that Lord Narayan, he exists beyond the creation, beyond the avyakta, the unmanifested creation, or the manifested creation. Or unmanifested. But these personalities are accepted as great personalities because no one can surpass their philosophy. It's not a question of being popular because they could sing well or they were good actors, but they're accepted as great personalities because their philosophy is perfect or unparalleled. And they all accepted Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one who understands and accepts their exalted position naturally will also accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme. And the Srila Vyasadeva begins the Bhagavatam with this statement that Krishna is the source of everything. And similarly, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya pravava matak sarvam pravartate iti matva vajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. That I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds, that those who know this perfectly well engage in my devotional service, and they develop bhava. They develop transcendental emotions and feelings towards me, which lead to perfection. This is the basic principle of the Bhagavad Gita, that if one knows how great Krishna is, then naturally one will want to serve him. As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, other persons who don't know how great Krishna is, they serve him indirectly, and therefore they get a very small result. Just like Krishna says, what is that verse? Te tam bhuktva swarga loka vishalam, shine marti loka vishanti. Te tam evam trayi dharma anapropana gata gatam kama kama lavate. That after they finish the results of their pious activities, they fall back to this mortal planet again. Thus, through following the Vedic principles, they achieve only flickering birth and death in this material world. Or tri vidyamam samapa putapapa jagna ishvara swargatim pratariyate te tam bhuktva swarga loka vishula te punya asadya sarandi lokam ashnanti divi deva deva do polgan. That those who study the Vedas and perform the sacrifices seeking the heavenly planets, they take birth on the planet of Indra where they enjoy godly delights. But when they finish this enjoyment, their pious activities are used up, then they take birth on this mortal planet again. Thus, through performing the Vedic sacrifices, what they achieve is only birth and death. In other words, if one mistakenly thinks anyone is greater than Krishna, more worthy of service, then the result will be that by serving the person, he'll achieve only birth and death in this material world. So Krishna says, Anyas chintayantomam ye jana pariyapasite te tam bhuktva Anyas chintayantomam ye jana pariyapasite te sham nitya biyuktanam yoga shemam vahamyaham. But those who are constantly devoted to me, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. In other words, if Krishna wants to kill someone, it is said that no one can protect that person. And Krishna displays that in many different pastimes. When Banasura, who is a great devotee of Lord Shiva, stole or arrested Aniruddha, because Aniruddha was having an affair with his daughter, Usha. Therefore, Banasura arrested him, and Krishna came with the Yadu dynasty and defeated or challenged Banasura. So Banasura, his friend was Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva came with his sons, Kartikeya and others. And there was a big fight between Lord Shiva's side and Lord Vishnu's side, or Lord Krishna's side. And ultimately, Lord Shiva was completely defeated. His weapon, Narayana Shiva Dwara, which produces intense heat, was defeated by the Narayana Dwara, which produces intense cold. It froze, the Shiva Dwara. And Lord Shiva himself couldn't even protect his own devotee, Banasura. When Banasura came to fight against Krishna with his arrows simultaneously stringing, he had 1,000 arms, so he had 500 of them had bows, and another 500 had arrows. So he was shooting 500 arrows at a time at Lord Vishnu. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. And Lord Krishna, he took his Sudarshan Chakra, and just like one is mowing grass with a lawnmower, he just cut away the 500 arms of Banasura. Lord Shiva could not do anything. Therefore, it's concluded that Lord Vishnu, or Lord Krishna, he's the supreme, And even great demigods like Mahadev, they're incapable of protecting or of doing anything. They're also subordinate to Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. For instance, when Lord Ramachandra was fighting against Ravana, Lord Shiva did not come. Although Ravana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, indeed he had gotten practically all his opulence from Lord Shiva. So Parvati was saying, your great devotee, Ravana, he's now fighting against Ramachandra. He's calling for your help, but you're not going. And Lord Shiva said, why should I go? It's useless. Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If I fight against him, I'll just be defeated. Therefore, it's concluded that if one wants to take shelter, one should take shelter of Lord Vishnu. And Krishna says, Ye yanya devata bhakta, yajante sharyanvita, te pi mam evakonteya, yajantya vidipuravakam. That those who worship other gods, they do so incorrectly in an incorrect manner. Because I am the only enjoyer, the only object of all sacrifice, that those who don't know my transcendental nature, they fall down. And then Krishna says, Yanti deva vrata devan pitri yanti pritri vrataha, bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhyajino pimam. You may choose something to worship other than Lord Krishna, and the result is that you'll get the result. You'll become a ghost, or you'll become a demigod, you'll become something, but it'll just be something temporary and miserable. But if you worship me, then you'll come and live with me. So an intelligent person, understanding this, who Krishna actually is, how great he is, then he begins to worship Lord Krishna, follows instructions, and he gets permanent benefit. And what is that worship? Krishna says in the next verse, Patram pushpam palam toyam yo me bhakta priyachati taraham bhakti uparitam ashnami priyatatmanaha. Worship of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna doesn't mean to starve for 3 years, not to eat anything, or to stand on one leg or two legs and stop breathing, or cut just like to worship Lord Shiva. Vrikasura, he cut his flesh from his body and threw it into the fire, and he was going to cut his head off. So this is not worship of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. Krishna says, if you just offer me a leaf, a flower, some water, but if it's done with love and devotion, then I accept it. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, who would be so foolish that it's so easy to worship Lord Krishna and the result is so great? So who would take some other lesser type of worship with a lesser result, much more difficult? One should, with all intelligence, worship Lord Krishna. And if one doesn't take up the process of worshiping Lord Krishna, it's to be understood, it's either due to ignorance or envy. But Lord Shiva is not either, he's neither ignorant nor envious, and therefore he's glorifying Lord Krishna as the Supreme. Therefore, Lord Shiva is the father of the universe, so we should be a little submissive to our father and follow his example and also take up the worship of Lord Krishna. Stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes. Well, if someone says, I'm going to hit you, that's an offense. But if they come up and they knock you unconscious, that's usually considered more offensive. If someone says, I'm going to make your face look horrible, that's not very nice. But if they actually they make your face look horrible, that's certainly worse. So in general, these things are considered. Anything else? Yes. Maybe on behalf of Banasura. Yeah. I guess he forgot. Anything else? Because Banasura, well, he was also a demon. No, these are pastimes. Anything else? Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.